Radio Muse Indire
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
Indire Journalist Residency Reportages.
On the weekend of the 8th and 9th of July, as part of the celebration of the 22nd birthday of the German independent radio station Korax, a music festival with local and foreign acts took place in Halle, Germany. The festival was also included in the European project Indire, which is helping to establish a close connection between radios in the countries of France, Italy, Germany, and even our little Slovenia, to promote unrecognized local indie and urban music production. Urban Michielc, our music journalist, visited the festival, and in the following report will glimpse into what happened there and present the music scene of the city, which in terms of population is similar to our capital, Ljubljana. On the day of the expedition, the sun was shining in Ljubljana and warming the concrete mass to a pleasant 30 degrees. In contrast, the North German plain, which unfolded before the author's eyes as an endless and gray expanse of cold and rain, did not arouse much interest. Even the first walk through the city center of Halle in the extremely early hours of the ill-timed arrival, with a creaking suitcase at my heels and a backpack on my shoulders, did not leave a better impression. The Baroque and Renaissance architecture of the main square and its surroundings really didn't shine against the gray sky and constant downpour, so rather than to cultural scenes and festivals, thoughts ran to the rigidity of German culture and regular work habits. But luckily then, only the time and the weather were not right to show the author when he was waiting under the canopy of an abandoned apartment block and looked at this daze in front of him and coldly cursed what he saw, that in the city a real, rich, modern musical essence is hiding, which will grow to his heart during the residency.
Aber gefunden habe ich halt auch noch nichts, ne? Wenn ich dann mal suchen würde. War schon ein schöner Ring.
Chemnitz! One coffee later finally led to the first meeting with colleagues from Korax Radio, the French Campus Tour, and the Italian Popolare. Immediately, news about the first concerts were heard, even though the festival was only supposed to start the next day. On the campus, students organized a concert by Britney Spears, which the author was unable to attend as the lack of sleep won, but they also opened the Korax 22 festival. After them, Ostro 430, Germany's first all-women punk band, performed a real treat for local punk fans. So, now let's listen to the pieces Reproduktionsarbeit of the band Britney Spears and S-Bahn of the cult Ostro 430.
Ja, wenn ich dir sage,
On the first night, the open main stage offered the local audience a much-loved selection of punk artists. On the other three stages, which were located inside the Hinner Manhattan complex where the festival took place, other genres reigned supreme. One of these was rap and hip-hop, and one of the main acts was duo Milano Shanghai from Milan, who combine rap and hip-hop rhythms with live drums and synthesized electronic sounds. Now we will listen to their single Taoismo from this year.
Brucia l'acqua, buio e basta, nel buio salto, occhio al passo, passa il pezzo, l'arma è l'arte, cultura Marte, respiro morte, le strade vuote, Milano Oriente, Taoismo, 5 euro, lascia prendi, Milano Oriente, Taoismo, 5 strati, imbottigliati, Fushang.
On the second indoor stage, the duo Flowers and Fabini of local composer, trumpeter and music producer Max Kraft from nearby Leipzig conjured up a calm and contemplative atmosphere with an improvisational approach to instrumental loops and progressions within the compositions. We will listen to them with the composition The Desire from their last release, published at the end of 2020.
Thank you.
With a lot of other musicians who performed that evening, the Korax Radio Festival got off to a successful start and drew a crowd excited and ready for more. Later, soul and funk played by the local collective Music of Color also resonated on the indoor stages. On Saturday, the discursive program also started, which included experts, event organizers, and creators from Germany, Italy, Slovenia, and France. The midday roundtable discussed the effects of the pandemic on culture in the aforementioned countries and compared the measures and methods of dealing with such a situation for all those working in culture. After the round table, in a relaxed atmosphere, we managed to talk to one of the creators and curators of the local music scene, Mila Stern, a DJ and producer who works as an event organizer in both Halle and Berlin. You can listen to the conversation with her on the website of the Indire project. Later, a parade marched through the city center protesting the city's nighttime loudness regulation law. The parade sneaked from the city's biggest park and ended up at the beginning of the main street in the very center. It was led by four trucks, each of which carried its own DJ and sound system, who led the dancing crowd through the city streets. The in-between stops raised the fun celebration to a more serious protest attitude with the speeches of the organizers. I had the opportunity to talk to Nadia Schmidt, the leader of the group responsible for organizing the parade, about the reasons for organizing the protest parade and the situation of music and culture in the city of Halle.
So can you tell me a little bit about the parade you and your organization organized in July? And can you speak about the work of your organization, which organized the event?
Sure. So we are an interest group of music, people who are organizing music in Halle, so a lot of clubs and societies which are doing music stuff. And especially the parade was to be visible. So most of clubs and societies are doing their music stuff and raves in the night, in the evening. And I think it's quite good to do it while day too. And that was the first thing to say, we are here. And we are also here after Corona, or maybe it's not over yet. But after these 2 years of lockdown, we're still here and we want to do some great stuff and go on with doing this. And also we want to show our interests in front of the city administration of Halle to say, okay, we need more money, hopefully in future. I think it's quite hard now while the pandemic situation. But if you want to have a great and a big culture, you need some money for them. So we stand there for for more support.
Mm-hmm. So what's the name under which the organization is functioning currently?
Yeah, the name is Interest Group of Musikveranstaltende Halle.
So that's
the name.
Music lovers or music. Music-oriented, interested people, right?
Yes, true. Yeah. Which are organizing events. Mm-hmm. So it's not about the musicians, it's about the event organizers.
Okay, so then off of that, I'd like to ask a question about the different collectives that were a part of it. It was really interesting for me that each collective that also have their own place or own
car
venue, had their own car and their own sound system. So I don't know, maybe I heard from Louise, who hosted me in Halle, that the whole scene is actually held up by these solo collectives that, I mean, they're not like secular from the scene or from each other, but it's not, there's no real institutions yet developed in Halle, and all you have are really these collectives that work on their own initiative. Mm-hmm. And then,
so they are doing their own stuff, you mean? You heard this?
Yeah.
Yes, I think a lot of clubs or institutions and event organizers have their connections between each other. So they are connected. Halle is not this big. So it's okay. They know each other. And some of them are helping each other and doing some cooperations or help each other with, for example, technical stuff. But yes, we don't have an organization where in which all of them are working together. And this is the reason we started this IG Musikveranstalten Halle. We want to stand together, especially in front of the city administration, but also to be better in this helping each other. I think they are there and they've been all the time, but they are not very visible sometimes, especially for the administration. So I think if you are living in Halle, you know in which club you can go if you want to party. But it's another thing to be visible for the city, for the whole city. Maybe also for all the people which are doing the political stuff. For this, it's better to be together and to stand together. I think maybe you can describe all of Halle as it's not ready yet. And I mean this in a very positive way. Leipzig is near to Halle, and there are a lot of clubs and a lot of concert locations. A lot of people are going there. They move to Leipzig. So there you can there is a lot already. But in Halle, it's not ready, and you can, yeah, you can invite a lot, you can explore a lot. And if you want to organize something, for example, you can be the first person who's doing this in Halle. But we have also clubs and locations and societies which are very old, and they have been here for a long time. So Halle is also a very cultural place. We are not empty of this. We have a lot of things you can choose to go for a party, for example. But it's still the place you can realize your dreams. And I think that's the best thing in Halle.
After a 1 hour joint, but due to genre discrepancies, disharmonious music concert and its noisy broadcast on the main street of the city, the crowd, eager for more music and fun, dispersed around the city. A large part of this crowd went right on to the Quarex Radio Festival in nearby Hinnermanhattan. The Slovenian band Balance and the Slovenian Leipzig duo It's Everyone Else also performed that evening. In one of the closed stages, the French sound artist Amélie Nil also presented her musical and word poetry. Unfortunately, the author had to leave too quickly after her performance, but the city of Halle and the Korax Radio Festival remain a very special experience of cultural engagement. You can also listen to the conversation with Nil on the project page of the Indire project. The Halle music scene still seems very young, and instead of being oversaturated with institutions and capitalism, it remains full of freshness, young collectives that drive the scene forward in a commendable, serious way. Although the size of the city is extremely similar to our native Ljubljana, in the city of Halle, you can feel a certain development, not so much in terms of the music scene, but precisely in the openness and desire to create it. The presence of larger cities in the vicinity is also noticeable, which gives the city a more metropolitan perspective, its byproduct being the absence of petty bourgeois self-importance, which still persists at ours. The Halle scene is quite young and more than obviously still has a lot of necessary growth ahead of it, but the local music collectives give it a special individuality and inertia. This is clear from their attitudes towards the very organization of the birthday of Radio Korax and all the manifestations within it. Visible is their engagement and commitment to the idea and desire to develop the city's music scene together. Halle seems like a place and a scene that will keep culture alive and well, and let it grow and develop into whatever it is going to. Finally, let's listen to the last piece by Amélie Nils called Don't Explain from her last release.
Don't explain, just say you remain. I'm glad. Yeah.
The City in Grey was visited by Urban Mihiuț.